90s Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, James Stunson. Joining me today, we've got a very special guest. He is the NWA Television Champion. He is the Outlandish One, Sicky Dice.
Hey, baby. Thanks for having me. I got to say, we're off to a great start. You know why? Because today is day 225 of a perfect title run of 0-0. Yes, I am your world's must-see television champion. I don't care what the dirt sheets have told you. I don't care what the Wikipedia says, because I am still your television champion.
Is it true that you're the person that came up with COVID-19?
You know, they say that. They say that Outlandish Zicky Dice licking the title is what caused it. I mean, we can all rewind to that. When I grabbed it at Hard Times and licked it, they said that's where the virus started. I beg to differ. And you know what? That's all I'm going to say about that.
Cool. So, as we just mentioned earlier, you've been really busy with your Twitch streams. How's that going?
Yes. If you would have told me 5 months ago that I'd be streaming full time on Twitch here soon, I would have told you to fly a kite. I didn't know what really Twitch was all about a few months back, and they had reached out and they were like, "Hey, Zicky, why don't you come out to Twitch and let's get Outlandish." I said, "All right." So here I am, full time streaming. You can check that out at twitch.tv/Zicky Dice. Things definitely do get outlandish. We've had tons of wrestling. Wrestlers stopped by the stream. Allison Kay, Marty Bell, Ricky Starks, Eli Drake. There's been a bunch of guests. Librarian Peter Avalon came by. We've had musical guests. Census Fail, Saves the Day, name a few, stopped by. So things get wild. You know, and I've been grateful to have Twitch as an outlet to just keep these creative juices just flowing, you know, have somewhere to bring them to life.
At least you're with the right company anyway, because if you was at the other company, it looks like a lot of the streamers will be shut down quite soon.
it's messed up. It's crazy times.
It's very messed up. So I suppose the first thing I'll ask you, Sicky, same thing I ask everyone, was you a fan of wrestling growing up?
Absolutely. Grew up in a wrestling household. My older brother and dad got me into professional wrestling, and professional wrestling is what got me into, and I hate this term, but amateur wrestling, but a freestyle Greco-Roman, if you will, and collegiate style. But yes, definitely a huge fan of professional wrestling.
Who was your guys growing up then? Who was your favorites?
Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Mr. Perfect, Ravishing Rick Rude. Now as I get older, Rick the Model Martel. I love a lot more Owen Hart lately.
Yeah.
So all that whole era, that's my jam right there.
Yeah, when I my podcast has completely changed from the original concept. Originally, it was just basically going to be reviewing 90s WWE pay-per-views.
Hell yeah.
Since then, it's changed because I've been so fortunate in getting interviews and I've started doing countdowns, so I kind of departed from that. But one of the things I did, same as yourself, the one person I was always impressed with the most, like reviewing 1990, 91, with Rick Martel. I forgot how good he actually was.
The best. I love Rick Martel. I recently came out with a fragrance of my own called Outlandish. I got my very own pump, you know? So some say that was pretty arrogant of me, but I stick with Outlandish.
Cool. So yeah, and what do you call it? I've read for you trained with at the Black and Brave camp.
With, I got the shirt Beth on Rollins. Today. Yes.
I got the shirt on.
Yes, so, I graduated from the third class of the Black and Brave Wrestling Academy. I packed up my stuff about 5 years ago from California and moved to Moline, Illinois. Never been there. And right across the bridge is Davenport, Iowa. So I spent my time over at the Black and Brave. And I fly that flag proudly.
So, because I was listening to an interview in earlier with Busted Open with Buddy Ray and Dave LaGreca, and you mentioned like how hands-on Seth Rollins was, even though he was busy doing Raw and SmackDowns whenever he had free time, which is rare, but when he did, he would be the first person at the camp. And
yes, always. And a lot of people don't believe that. They're like, yeah, I bet you he wasn't there. No, bullshit. He was definitely there. And the students now, I said, are even luckier because he's, you know, only doing Raw or vice versa. The schedules changed a lot. So we had him every Wednesday, Thursday for sure. And Tuesdays was ran by Merrick Brave and Crutch. But they were all there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Dude bleeds wrestling. What can you say?
Yep. And he was also the WWE champion as his trainer. So you got trained by an actual WWE champion.
Yes, I'm one of 12 to be able to say that. I was actually at WrestleMania 31 when he cashed in, and I heard his music go, and I was like, oh, my God. And it was a very cool moment, not because – and that's one of my favorite matches, but it's not because of what happened in the match. It's just because what was going on in my life personally.
Yeah.
And when he won that title and cashed in, I was literally had my shit packed, and 2 weeks later I was moving to train with the dude. You know, so pretty cool little fun Zicky Dice fact there.
Cool. So after you completed training, you done a lot of work on the indies and that, so I can imagine there's a lot of interesting stories on the indies.
Oh, absolutely. Been on the grind ever since I left Black and Brave. I got a lot of no's. I still get no's, and I still don't take it for an answer, because a no is a yes waiting to happen. That's what a wise man once told me, and I live by that. So coming from one of the early graduating classes at the Black and Brave, I really want to set the bar for the students to come in and show them that if you work hard enough, anything can happen, and your dreams will in fact come true. To me, I'll be honest with you, right now I've made it. I'm living the absolute dream. I get to stream and wrestle. Do I have a super big company behind me? No, absolutely not. But I refuse to fail, and I'm living the dream. So now everything else that comes in is a bonus now. So, which is a good way to look at things, and you don't set yourself up for failure. So,
no, I find it the same. Like, I started this. Well, the reason I started my podcast was during lockdown. I've been meaning to do rather a channel or a podcast for like a long time. So, I thought I might as well start one. Same, really. I've like literally started it by myself. I had a couple of guest hosts who's helped me, but thought I started myself. And basically, I think I've sent off about 200 emails to every wrestler I know, like trying to get guests. Obviously, I'm going to have those.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know everyone's very busy, which I appreciate the time you're giving me tonight.
Happy to be here.
I've had people thank you. And I've had people say yes to me, and I've actually had people say, I'm sorry, James, but I just ain't got time, which is great. And similar sort of things, like just don't take no for an answer. Just if they say no once, just keep going back.
Yeah, and check back
eventually
later.
Eventually, it'll turn into a yes.
Check back later. Actually, this is second interview I've done today, and I actually, you're still on day one. I took a break from doing a lot of interviews. There was some BS that came out in the dirt sheets that weren't true, and I didn't want to deal with any of it, to be honest. I just wanted to keep working hard and keep delivering the best content I possibly could and stay relevant. I wear this television championship proudly, and I'm the one busting my ass to get it talked about right now, whether people want to talk about it or not. There's a lot of BS out there, and it's nice to prove the big dirt sheets wrong, because they were all wrong, you know. And I'm ready to defend. I'm ready to get my 7 victories and get my hands on the 10 pounds of pink. That's what I'm ready for. I'm ready to take over, you know. There's no point in slowing down now. I've got goals. Nah, scratch that. I've got plans. That's what I call them, plans. They're not goals, because they're gonna happen. Yeah.
Cool. So one of the things I want to ask you the most, like, I've seen some pictures of you, like, as you just came out of training working on indies, and the outlandish character came about. So I'm guessing it's not a character, it's an extension of yourself, but where did the idea of that come from, with, you know, the blonde hair, pink tights and all that?
You know, it all came piece by piece, little by little, and a lot of people ask, like, who, what, or, but to be honest with you, I just said this earlier, it's Outlander Zicky Dice comes from life experience. That's what you see, what you get. This is everything comes from somewhere, some sort of experience or some sort of idea somewhere. So based off a specific person, no. But I'll tell you this, I do love the color pink and a lot of bright colors. That's a fact. And I do like to stand out, and Zicky Dice isn't like anybody else. That's a damn fact. I want to make sure that I stand out anywhere that I go. That's just, I love attention. What do you want from me? What do you want? You want me to say it again? I love attention. So keep on giving it to me. Thrive off it. So I want to just stand out and be different. And then what, you know, when I first came out of training, I had the beard and the brown hair and the little man bun and all that. And, you know, everybody does. Everybody does. Stand out. Be different. I challenge you. What can you do to be different? What's going to make you stand out? Because I'll tell you that. You're going to get more attention and more work, and everything's going to keep coming.
Cool. And that was a couple of people you worked on the indies with. One of them I've interviewed a month ago, Ace Austin. I mean, great guy. I spoke to him, I think it was about 2 months ago, and it was as he was getting ready for his anniversary. But have you been impressed with how he developed, especially on wrestling and start at a young age?
I was in a match with him at Freelance. I think it was Freelance versus CCW back when we were both young and green. And it's nice to see his growth. Hope to cross paths with him soon. Maybe even get in the ring with him again soon. Super proud of his success. Hustler, baby. Hustler. Work hard. I love that hard work.
Cool. So we'll get to it. NWA Power. So, because like I'm from the UK, we don't get much access to a lot of the wrestling from America, like Championship from wrestling, Hollywood from wrestling, sorry, and things like that. So my first exposure to you was NWA Power.
Wonderful.
And the first time I saw you, I was like, this guy gets it. This guy, you just had the full character, the promo, everything. I thought this guy is just so different. Like, I love NWA. As soon as Power came about, I fell in love with it. And like, I love all stars like Nick Aldis, Tom Latimer, all of them. But you just like stood out, like say with the bright colors, the promo, the
Thank you.
gimmick. It's like
Thank
you was
you.
transported from the 80s, which is my favorite era of wrestling.
Hey,
Well, late
likewise.
80s, early 90s. So that's why that's the name of the
Cheers.
show. And I was like, oh, I love this guy. And yeah, I just loved it. So how did you get, I've heard you mention it in another interview, but for the benefit of my listeners, how did it come about, NWA Power?
Well, I've been working for Championship Wrestling from Hollywood for 3 years, and never once was off and on. Never once was I given a promo live behind on stage, backstage, nothing. And I knew that when my time would come, I would kill it. So I showed up a little early. It was funny because it's a 6-hour drive where I am to get to Championship Wrestling from Hollywood.
Well,
And me and the carload were sitting there talking about how beat up I am. I felt defeated that morning. About I don't know what's coming next. I can only grind so much, and my reach is only so limited. And it was that day I went out and cut a promo and said 6 words, and I was pulled aside. And Billy Corgan was right there and offered me a job at NWA on the spot. And Billy thought very highly of me, and loved the look and the character.
yeah.
He's like, hey, I want to. He told me, he's like, you're my blue chip superstar. He's like, you are the future of the NWA. That's what he had told me personally. And then next thing you know, got the television championship, and it's been a ride ever since. But I'm ready to defend. I keep going back. I'm sick of talking about the championship. 225 days. I haven't even had a title defense yet. Let's go. Let's go. Who's maybe do I start my own open challenge, my own maybe semi-open challenge, where if you have the last name Rhodes, you're not invited to my open challenge unless you win seven matches in a row? When do I get my big TNT spots? When do I get to be on the big networks? Billy Corgan said so himself that all champions should be fighting champions. Well, listen, I'm ready to fight. So what's next? What's next?
One
I'll say
guy.
right here. Let's go ahead and start it. Where I'm ready to defend. So what's next?
One guy I would love for you to grapple with is, and there's a big contrast in your styles, I would say. James Storm, I think that's
Yeah,
money. Your
let's do it.
character with him, I think that would be perfect for a feud for the NWA TV title.
Down for whatever, whenever. It's been my life motto for a long time.
So one of the things I do love about NWA Power as well is obviously it's studio show, but the interaction with the fans and is because I watch like loads, like when I do watch wrestling shows, a lot of the wrestlers, like obviously they just seem to like ignore the fans, just do their promos, just ignore the fans. But the reason I love NWA so much and yourself as well is the way you interact with the fans. If you hear like one particular loud voice that says something, you won't stop at giving them a back answer.
Oh,
So how's it,
absolutely.
how does studio wrestling feel?
Well, I was thankful enough to, like I said, I've gotten that experience at Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, which is set up almost identical studio wrestling. So, if I didn't have that, it would have been maybe a little bit of trouble. There's was one thing that was a little weird at NWA is, not walking out with entrance music. They save that for the pay-per-views. Part of my entrance helps you get in the mental game, ready to go. That's my psyche. That's my prep, And then not having that, I mean, that was a little different, but other than that, thankful once again for Championship Wrestling from Hollywood for providing me with the experience to prepare me for the Power debut.
Yeah. And one of the guys I do want to talk about, I interviewed him recently, Nick Aldis, to me, he seems like the perfect locker room leader. Is that how he comes across?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. He's a great locker room leader.
He's he was a great chat. I had a chat to him a couple weeks back, and yeah, just had such a great chat. So it was good. But
did you ask him about Zicky Dice?
Hey,
did you ask him about Zicky Dice?
It didn't come up.
Damn it.
Well, I didn't want to scare him. You see, because I know that he's fearful of you taking his title, and
Seven wins away. It's that close.
That's what I mean. I wanted him to feel comfortable in the interview, so I didn't want to scare him off. Because if I said to him, "Oh, Zicky Dice is on for you," he probably would have, you know.
Yeah, of course. You know, you got a megastar, and then you got a new megastar, and then that just, you know, space and things explode and cheese and stuff. Just believe what I'm saying. It makes sense.
So, obviously, you're the TV champion. You defeated Ricky Starks, which you sent him packing. He's left.
Ricky's off to superstardom.
But after winning the TV title, how did that feel? Because obviously the TV title's got such a long legacy of like legends holding it, and a future legend like yourself holding it now. How does that feel?
You know what? You answered the question within the question. it felt damn great. I told the story earlier. When I won the title, actually, it took a moment to myself, and I went in the back room and just let it all out. It made all of the bullshit, excuse my language, worth it, because all I've done since leaving Black and Brave, even before, even when I was singing in Heart to Heart, the band, and doing the touring, I've grinded. I've been hustling since I was 14 years old to get to this point, and it felt damn good because, and like you just said, everyone that held that title before me, what happened after? Superstardom for everybody. This is just the beginning, and a lot of people still don't know about Outlandish Zicky Dice. What's that? What do I have to do to turn some more heads? Is it showing up at NXT? Is that what you guys want, or do I finally show up to AEW? You never know what's going to happen. Or do I just stay around and win the 10 pounds of gold? Who knows what's next? I'll tell you what's next, because I know that things are going to get bigger. So if you're not on the Zicky Dice train, I recommend, I'm going to slow down for a second. Hold on. Hop on now. Grab and hold on tight, because we're going for a ride, baby. And this is just the beginning. I guarantee you that. And the one thing is, I hear a lot of vanilla wrestlers and a lot of cookie cutters. You know, I'm a guy. They say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. No. Outlandish Zicky Dice actually delivers. So go ahead and ask about me. Go ahead. Do a Google search. Go ahead. Dare you. I deliver.
Speaking of AEW, Thunder Rosa recently wrestled there. Was you impressed with how she done over there? And are you excited about, obviously, I don't really read into dirt sheets, but there seems to be a future cross-brand working agreement with NWA.
Hope so.
So,
interesting. I watched Thunder Rosa. Yeah, and you know what she did? She put on a hell of a fight, and I was hoping that she would grab that AEW Women's Championship and bring it on home, but You know, if whatever partnership that is, whatever's next, so bring it. Does Ricky Starks want to come back and get a piece and try and bring? Go ahead, Dustin Rhodes. I mean, he's got to win 7 matches in a row, but sure, go ahead. I don't give a shit. Whoever.
I think the Dark Order.
All I know is I've got a television championship, and I deserve to be on television. That's what I know. Congratulations, Thunder Rosa. Congratulations, Ricky Starks. Congratulations, Eddie Kingston. When do I get to be on television? Huh? When do I get to stand amongst the gods and show what I've got? Because I'm waiting. I've got the title that proves it. So what's next?
I think you'll be on pretty soon. And I was just mentioning, I think the Dark Order could do with a bit of sprucing up with a bit of pink on them. What do you think?
I like where your head's at, baby. Pink everything.
So, we can get it. So one of the new things that's coming about as well, starts soon, is the prime time deal with NWA and that. So hopefully we'll be seeing you defend that title on there pretty soon. Yes. Looks pretty exciting news.
Yes. Let's see. Let's check the calendar. September 15th, I think, is the debut of Primetime Live. And yeah, I'm sure you'll be seeing some outlandish Dicky Dice popping up. Dave Marquez and Championship Wrestling from Hollywood and the United Wrestling Network teaming up with NWA to bring you Primetime Live. Huh? Huh? Sounds outlandish.
Sounds pretty good to me. I can't wait. So before we go, we've got a few fun questions. Are you ready for them?
Yeah. Oh, I'm absolutely ready.
Right. Karaoke competition between yourself, Eli Drake, Aaron Stevens, Ricky Morton.
Damn. I'm going to have to go with Eli.
Eli.
Yeah, he's got some musical talent, dude. I see him taking it down. But, you know, that's going to be a tough contest. I can also see Aaron coming up, and I can see Ricky busting out something hot, you know? Something back from the jukebox, you know? Something real good. Damn, that's a good question. Well, we might have to make that go down.
Cool. Favorite 80s movie?
Oh, dude. Oh, man. I did just watch Terminator recently. That was pretty good.
Oh, great film.
Damn. I'm gonna have to go with that for today's answer. Or Karate Kid.
I was about to say, are you a Cobra Kai fan?
Dude, I just started it finally. I watched the first two episodes. They were free on YouTube for a little bit, but now that's on Netflix, getting caught up. Yeah. But I did before what started is I couldn't sleep when I watched Karate Kid 1, 2, and 3 in a row. Sick.
Oh, Cobra Kai, it's brilliant. Both seasons, and season 3 is out next year, so I can't wait for it. It's a brilliant show, especially if you're a fan of the Karate Kid.
Yeah, I'm going to watch those.
Dream match,
Outlandish Dicky Dice versus Seth Rollins.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Student versus teacher. Story writes itself, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, how am I going to know if I'm the best? I got to beat the dude to train me, right?
Yeah.
You don't need a title. There's no titles involved. Don't worry about any of that.
I was going to say, you're Padawan, but at the same time, I just realized that you hate Star Wars.
you know your Zicky Dice facts. I like that. Definitely.
Yeah, I do my research, man. I do my research.
Yeah, I definitely hate Star Wars. Yes.
Yep. And last question, your favorite match of all time growing up?
Oh, man.
That's a tough one.
We'll go with this one I said earlier. Kurt Angle versus Shane McMahon, King of the Ring. One of my favorites.
Surprise answer that. I thought you said saying Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, thought you were going to go one, didn't you? But to be fair,
my answers change all the time. It changes all the time. The other day I watched Mr. Perfect versus Shawn Michaels, and that was good. Like, if I could time travel, I'd probably go back to that one and watch it, you know? That's a tough question.
I think my consistent answer, whenever someone's asked me, it's always, I thought I'll just stay safe. Consistent answer, Stone Cold and Bret, WrestleMania 13. It always seems to be my go-to answer because I just love that match.
I also like Stone Cold. I'm sorry, The Rock and Hogan, of course, but everyone says that, you know. But God, there's so much. The atmosphere is what makes it. Yeah,
I put it on for me Sunday when the other week he's like 6 year old.
Yeah,
and like he's starting to get into wrestling now. There's a few wrestlers he likes, but when he was watching it, he was excited just watching it. So it's just one of the. I think the fans just do it for you, really. But
that must absolutely.
Must be something you can't wait for as well, wrestling in front of the fans and that. I can imagine how much you actually do miss it.
I was just talking about that earlier. That's the drug that I chase, my friend. That's what I'm addicted to, is performing in front of a live crowd. And it's just not the same with empty arena and stuff like that. It just doesn't do it for me. I'll still be into it. I still have a great time regardless. But I'm chasing that drug, you know, and you can only get that one way. And that's the live performance, you know, in front of a live crowd. So.
Cool. And the last question, who would be your dream manager to compliment the Sicky Dice character? Your dream manager.
Dream what? Dream manager. Ooh, God.
He would compliment you the most, do you think?
Yeah. Either Miss Elizabeth, because I can handle a lot of the talking, or Bobby Heenan, baby.
Yeah,
you know, or you know, or Zicky Dice being a Paul Heyman guy. You know?
He's recruiting.
Who knows?
Just got Roman Reigns.
Who knows?
Cool. Right, Zicky. I think that's us. So thanks very much for coming on, giving me the time and that. And hopefully I'll be getting this part out pretty soon. But yeah, it's just great talking to you. And hopefully we'll be seeing you on TV screens pretty soon, defending NWA TV title and start getting some 10-0s.
That's right. If you want to follow this Atlantis journey I call life, I encourage you all to head to twitch.tv/ZickyDice or at Zicky Dice on every piece of social media. Thanks again for having me. This has been an absolute blast. You, my friend, stay outlandish.
I will do. Go. All right.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. Please don't forget to subscribe to whichever podcasting platform you're listening to. And also, please don't forget to head over to our YouTube channel where you can watch all our interviews in video form and also watch all our top 25 countdowns we're doing. And if you could subscribe, that'd be even better. So join us next time where we'll have another great interview for yous, and hopefully you'll enjoy that one as well. Thanks. Bye.